The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
There was a lot of me dealing with, like, 13-year-old girls.
You are?
This could be really cool. Let's not make it not cool, okay?
Bro.
Do you think Mark Davis is hard up?
So simple, it just might work.
Yeah, she's going to whip me hard over there.
Okay.
Anybody want to milk me?
No, no, no.
Why are people afraid to swallow?
Yeah.
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 All right. All right. Club, what's going on?
Not sportsing anymore. I'm done with sports. Can't handle
sports.
It anymore.
Sports are stupid.
I'm over it. Although I am intrigued by this Pittsburgh-Carolina game. Sports is sports.
Pittsburgh's kind of kicking their ass.
So I can't get over sports. Damn it, I just can't quit you, sports.
Andrew Nemec coming up at 7.
Speaking of sportsing hard.
He will sports hard for you.
He does sports hard. He's one of those guys that knows no other way to sports than hard.
Mm-hmm.
Rock hard when he goes sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were you ever a rock hard sports guy?
What does that mean?
Did you ever sports as hard as Andrew Nemec sports? I don't think I sports that hard when I played sports.
Yeah, I was pretty crazy about baseball as a kid.
Like, you?
I was obsessed, yeah. Yeah, I'd go outside and I'd throw the tennis ball off of the house, like,
oh, that was just
over.
Good. Yeah, that was just good times.
And over.
Yeah.
And over. Listening to the games on the radio.
Yeah, you and your brother, like, make up games in the backyard?
Yeah, we played, a ton of wiffle ball.
Yeah. Wiffle ball was the best.
So, yeah, I think I peaked way too early.
Like 13-year-old Rob.
I sports hard from about 10 to 17.
It was like peak Rob sports, right around the time of the big fumble recovery and the Pheasant Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then I found booze and girls.
And it kind of derailed you from there.
And now look.
Yeah. Now you're back to sportsing.
Yeah, right. Sports on a daily basis. Crazy.
Sportsing for a living.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got some stuff to discuss here. I was just looking at that video of the teacher who was attempting to beat the crap out of one of his students.
I thought he did a decent job. He landed some solid blows.
Yeah, I mean, he's
64.
Is he that old? He doesn't look that old.
Yeah, so this happened in Los Angeles.
He's kind of fat, you know. He's
64-year-old music teacher. How much ass do you want him to kick?
You're painting him like he's this old, decrepit guy, and he's not. He doesn't look 64, but he is a little bloated.
He won the fight.
Well, yeah, he won the fight, but he's the kid who looks to be, they're both African-American.
See, I don't think the kid is.
You don't think he is?
No.
He kind of looks it, but they blur out his face, so you can't really tell. Anyway, he's Hispanic. Is that what you said, Mike? How do you know that?
The face isn't blurred out in the video I have.
Oh, okay.
He's a Hispanic or Latino kid.
Okay. And he calls the teacher, who's a black guy, the N-word.
Multiple times, yeah. And he throws a basketball at him.
And somebody in the class is filming it, and they're up. He's a music teacher.
He's a music teacher, and the kid didn't wear, I guess you have to have a band uniform.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and the kid wasn't. So he asked the kid to leave because he wasn't wearing the proper uniform. And the kid won't leave. So he stands up for like a minute and he just curses at the teacher, calls him the N-word a bunch of times. And then he's got a basketball in his hands and he throws it at the teacher.
So they all out. I mean, pretty much just fight.
Yeah. The teacher shows amazing restraint, though. He stands there for about a minute and just takes it. And then seemingly out of nowhere, like, he just decides enough is enough.
He's like, screw it, I'm going to kick his ass.
And he just starts swinging. And look, the kid's pathetic. The kid falls down like 4 times. The teacher hits him in the head. And then once everyone comes to break it up, then the kid goes all Tuffy Tufferton. Like, let me at him. Let me at him.
Yeah, he kind of grabs on. He pulls a Van Gundy.
Yes.
He grabs onto his leg.
Yes.
And then the guy's trying to hit him. And it looks like maybe he's hitting him with his phone.
Yeah, it looks like he's
Is that
maybe,
his phone?
I think he's got a phone.
Or
and
is
he,
that a stapler? Does he have a stapler?
It's tough to tell.
Is that one of those Scotch tape dispensers?
The footage isn't the best, but he does have something, and he clubs the kid with it multiple times.
He takes the first swing, too, by the way.
Yeah, the teacher clearly wins the fight. But yes, the teacher does swing first, but after several N-words and having the basketball thrown at him. And the teacher was arrested.
Yeah.
On suspicion of child abuse. But here's the best
suspicion?
Yeah, I know. It's like, is there really a suspicion? But here's the best part. One of the residents there just took up like a GoFundMe page. They've raised over $100,000 for the music teacher to help pay his legal bills. And yeah, if he gets fired.
He's going to get fired.
Probably.
He's going to have to.
Well.
Look, we're all kind of going, yeah. But you can't do that.
Well, but the kid did hit him first. He threw the basketball at him.
Oh, I didn't see that part. Yeah. That part's not on the video.
There's a longer video where the kid throws the basketball at him.
Because it looks like the guy just swings first. They're just arguing, and then the teacher swings. Anyway, you can't do that.
No, but it's what we've all wanted to do. I made the statement, and I dare someone to find me something that contradicts this. The most punchable age is between 13 to 15.
Nah, I can't argue.
That is when people are at their most punchable, and there's not a man, woman on this planet that hasn't wanted to punch a crappy 13-year-old, especially one that is bowing up on you, throws something at you, and then starts using racial slurs. Dude, that stupid kid deserved every one of those blows to the head that he got.
100 G's?
100 G's.
Is
what they've raised so far. So the school district said that the administrators have met with students, staff, and parents, and they have, quote, begun the healing process.
Now, does he get all that money?
Yeah, he gets it.
And does he have to, I assume he has to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, I think he probably got to pay taxes on it.
All right, so let's say he gets.
I'm going to say, I don't know if I can play this audio, guys. I am finding so many. I'm like listening through it
too
five
many curses.
Times. Well, and we don't have a system right now, so I don't want to let one slip.
Yeah, because if the kids,
we don't have a system. What does that mean?
Our dump button is not working.
Yeah.
Oh, no F bombs out of you.
No, we're working without a net here, so keep it clean.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Important safety tip, Egon.
Why
Thanks.
Is that? If I drop an F bomb, it's not my fault. There's supposed to be a dump button.
I'm suing. It is your fault.
I'm suing Intercom.
We do a GoFundMe campaign.
Yeah.
Raise 100 G's.
You're supposed to have one of those.
But from what I could hear, and the video I found was from World Star Hip Hop, which uncensored, you know, all the stuff is in it. Although it did not have him throwing the basketball, so I didn't see that. Was they were confronting each other, and the kid starts kind of like egging him on. He's like, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Are you going to say this S? Are you going to say this S? Mm-hmm. And then he drops the N-word on him, and that's when he swings. And then he does it again, and then he tackles him all the way across the room into a wall with like four more swings.
Yeah.
And then all the kids are just screaming at the top of their lungs.
Those kids have never seen anything that cool in their entire lives. They lose their S over it.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you get dad fights in Little League. Like, the women go,
no one can handle
they
it.
They go ape crap.
I know. It's like,
calm down.
You've never seen anyone throw a punch before? I don't know. I just don't want the guy to lose his job. Understand you can't do it, but that kid 100% deserved to have his ass whooped.
Yeah, I agree with you.
100%.
I agree with you, but I just don't think he can. I don't know if he's going to save his job, man.
Give him a suspension, whatever. But that guy should not.
Sensitivity training?
Yes. Yes.
Like that works. Does that ever work? Do people ever even go to that? Have you ever been to sensitivity training?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yes.
You needed that?
No.
I can see that.
Our entire team had to go do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of my offensive line coach, who I say is the worst human being on the planet. He took a lunch tray and threw it at one of the cafeteria workers and then said something derogatory to her.
And that means the whole team has to go to sensitivity training?
Yeah, the whole team had to go to sensitivity training.
Well, that's kind of lame.
That's what I said. Why don't you fire the crusty old man? He's dead now. Yeah, we had to all undergo sexual harassment training because of my offensive line coach getting into it with a cafeteria worker and then dumping his tray of food on her. That happened at the Lord's University, and he didn't get fired for that. But I had to sit through sexual harassment training. I think he said some in-between the original argument and the dumping of the food, which ended the argument. I think he said some sexist things. said some very inappropriate things to a young female.
Hmm.
And they did. They slapped us all with harassment training. You got to remember, this was in the 90s.
Yeah, you were young.
We were young, and that was like kind of the start of sensitivity training. And we had to role play. They had to like, we had to go up and like act out scenarios and how we were going to, you know, go through all that. And then when I was in the NFL, I had to go through sensitivity training again because we had like four domestic violence things like in one off season with the Buccaneers. And so the NFL sent some people down and we all had to sit through harassment training
so
the second time.
Did you learn anything?
Yes.
I mean, is there stuff in there that you're like, oh.
Here's what you learn going through two parts of sensitivity training.
Uh-oh. This is going to be bad.
This is going to be bad. There are some really, really stupid people that exist on football teams. And you'd be blown away at the simplistic nature of the training and how some people still can't wrap their head around said training. That was the part that I think was most head-scratching. Like, you would sit in there and you'd be like, this is a complete effing waste of my time. And then someone would speak up and you'd be like, oh, well.
Guess not.
Guess not.
They're really into this.
Yes. I think I've told this before, but when I was with the Buccaneers, one of our players, I don't think it was his wife. I think it was the baby mama. She got in the car with the kid and went to leave his house. It was his car that she was in. You know, they lived together. And he did not want her to leave. So he took his truck and rammed it into that car, like went up on the back of it.
Seemed reasonable.
It kept her from leaving. And I guess you not, there were multiple people, because we had to discuss this scenario in the sensitivity training and about how it could have been handled differently. Multiple people in that room thought that he had done nothing wrong because it was his car, it was his kid, it was his girlfriend. He can do whatever the hell he wants. That was a real statement uttered by multiple NFL players.
Hmm.
Another scenario we had was, because we had to like role play, is if you come home and you find your baby mama or your woman or whatever with another man, what you can and can't do. And I'm here to tell you, there were plenty of people that had a very loose idea of what you can do if you catch your significant other cheating.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I had to sit in meetings and listen to that.
Well, I guess that's good. You know, it's good. If you're a seventh, how old was the kid? 13?
Nah, he was 14, I think. So you're looking probably
so what
like,
grade is that?
I think eighth grade.
Yes, he's seventh and eighth grade. Sixth, seventh, and eighth, worst. Probably six, if we need to narrow it down, six and seven.
Yeah.
Worst. Absolute worst.
They're the worst human beings on the planet.
Now, do those teachers make more money for teaching those kids? They should.
You get the exact same, which is... Well, if you tell me you teach middle school, I instantly judge you.
Yeah, like, why?
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
Somebody's got to do it, I guess.
Oh. It's a terrible, terrible age. Like, there's nothing that they offer society. They're just the worst of the worst. And every now and then, a teacher needs to take a cell phone or a tape dispenser to one of their heads.
All right, a 69-year-old man is seeking to legally change his age.
Hey, I'm on board.
We'll get to that story next on The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
All right, now here's a story that's got the internet abuzz. That's multiple Z's.
Mm.
And it is this man who is a 69-year-old man. He's Dutch. And... he says he identifies as a 49-year-old, and so he wants to legally change his age.
And how old is he?
69.
That's an awful big jump.
Says he feels like he's in his 40s. He's asking a court in his hometown, which is southeast of Amsterdam, to change his birth certificate so that it says he took his first breath on March 11th, 1969, rather than March 11th, 1949. The judges are going to hear his case. They said that they promised to hear his case.
What is the real reason behind?
Well, he wants. Well, he's single.
Oh.
And he's a pretty good looking guy. I mean, he's not like this old disheveled old man. He says one thing, he can get better jobs because of age discrimination, because he's still working apparently, and two. He said he can get better dates on Tinder.
was going to say, there has to be something.
It's about the poon.
It's about the poon. He wants younger trim.
That's right. That's right.
And he's being excluded because he's 69?
He said in an interview with the Washington Post, because nowadays in Europe and in the United States, we are a free people. We make our own decisions if we want to change our name or if we want to change our gender. So I want to change my age. My feeling about my body and about my mind is that I'm about 40 or 45.
I will tell you that he does look nothing.
He doesn't look 69.
He does not look 69. But he doesn't look 49 either.
He says if you're 69 on Tinder, you're outdated.
I love that.
So why doesn't he just change his age on? Just change your age. Just lie.
Yeah, can't you do that?
People do that all the time.
Yes. I'm convinced that everything on Tinder or any of those other sites is a lie.
He says he doesn't want to lie because if you lie, you have to remember everything you say.
Oh, and he's getting old, so he probably can't remember that quite as well.
Yeah.
This is a great SNL sketch where a little kid's talking about his dad's online profile. And apparently his hobbies include stretching the truth. That's everyone on that. Oh, yeah, I love to be outdoors. Yeah, I went for a walk 6 years ago, so clearly I'm an outdoorsman. Yeah, I really like to stay active. I like to work out. I only used a dumbbell 6 years ago. I'm feeling great.
Well, I can't imagine he wins, but...
He kind of looks like Eddie Van Halen, to be honest with you.
He's serious about it. His name is Emil Rattleband from the Netherlands.
And he wants...
And he's a motivational speaker. That's his job. And he thinks if he's younger, he gets better. He gets more gigs, which is probably true.
That is probably true.
Look, so just lie.
Maybe he's onto something here. If you could change your age, would you legally change your age? You're what, 43?
Yeah, 43.
You want to be like 36?
No, I'd probably go to 67.
Just get jump right up for the AARP
get my 401k, man. Get all those discounts. Get that money.
I was thinking, at what age would you want to start changing? Like 60?
Want to start going back?
Yeah, to start going back.
What if you're young and want to spring forward?
See, and there's the thing. If you're like 15, you're like, no, 22.
22, babe.
I identify as 22. You get like all of a sudden like that hot teacher's like picking up on you and you're like, all right, let's now, bump this up a little bit.
Doesn't he slightly have a point though? Like if you can change, your gender. I mean.
Yes, you can.
So he's like, well, I feel like I'm 45. I feel like I'm 45. You know me, I identify mostly as Hugh Hefner at the age of 37.
Yes. Can you apply to be a millionaire, a Playboy millionaire?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I self-identify as.
Well, that one gal tried to identify as black. Remember that Rachel whatever?
Yeah.
That didn't work out so well for her.
She did.
She was like one of the heads of the chapters of the NAACP, and turned out she was just like going tanning and getting perms and like wearing like the African like medallion. That didn't work out so well for her. I do think there are some things that you can't change. I don't think you can change your race.
Yeah.
Although Michael Jackson tried, and Sammy Sosa.
People try, but you can't legally do it. And you can't legally change your age.
No. Like, I can't decide.
This must be stopped.
I can't decide to be like I identify as Native American because I want, like, I don't know, I want some better, like, federal loans when it comes to getting into school or something.
Well, as P1 Scott put it, every 18-year-old who feels like he's actually 21 is glued to the outcome of this case.
The legal system collapses under the weight of college freshmen applying to be 21 years old. I mean, honestly, it's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard of someone suing for.
It was only a matter of time.
I just love that it's based around Tinder. He can say what he wants about jobs and whatnot and age discrimination. This is about ladies. He's just trying to get laid by a better crowd. And look.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. Understand, if you're 69, it probably does limit, you know, what you can go after. That even if you do, like if you're young and spry, like if you're on there, no one's searching for, no one in the age that you're looking for is searching for 69.
No.
Or maybe they are, I don't know.
No, they're probably not. Not unless he's rich.
See, and that's the problem. Just needs to be
they
rich.
They definitely are,
Sue. He doesn't have enough money.
Rob didn't get it.
No.
Oh, wait, what? What? Oh, you mean, oh, that. You guys are gross.
Lynch picked up on it. Yeah, so this guy just needs to just become richer. That's the whole key. He needs to write one song. Who was the American Pie guy, right? He's like 74, and he's with like a 22-year-old Playboy model. All because he wrote one song.
Hmm. All right. Coming up next, what do we have? Oh, how should police determine if someone's too high to be driving? This is a problem.
Yeah, I would assume that driving while high is an issue.
Yeah, but proving that they're too high to drive is a problem. Cops.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. That's our next expose here on the show. Here's Mike.
Today.com. Double Sun Power!
All right, let's talk about getting high.
Yeah. Not on the air, though.
420 blaze it.
We would never do that.
No, we would never get high on the air.
No. It's like you would never drink on the air either.
Never.
Nope.
Hi, I'm a balloon.
It's because we're professionals. Get replaced if you do. See, China debuted the first artificial anchor.
Yeah. Artificial what?
Artificial news anchor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got a robot now that reads the news.
Is she hot?
No, it's a dude.
What? He's gay.
I don't know if he's a gay robot or not. But yeah, they said that this guy can work 24 hours a day, and they just prop him up there. He's modeled after
one. And he reads the news?
He reads the news in English.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so they have you can go online.
You know,
and it's a state-run news agency, and they modeled it. They put side-by-side up next to the real anchor. It's really...
You can't tell?
You can't tell. I mean, I guess when you look really close, some of the mannerisms, but it's... If I showed you both of them,
I see that. Yeah,
yeah, you would just think it's a guy reading the news.
Wow.
But it's not. It's a robot. It's a robot.
Well, that'll save him some money.
Yeah. So that's what they're saying.
It was only a matter of time.
That this guy can work 24 hours a day. He's there for any sort of breaking news. And all they have to do is type in what they want it to say. And
does he crack cheesy, no sense of humor news jokes?
Well, he is reading China state-run news, so I'm guessing there isn't a ton of personality and humor.
Yeah, dude, that looks so real. That's unbelievable.
Yes, and if you scroll around, you can find video of this guy. They modeled it right after one of their human anchors, and I saw one side-by-side. You can't really tell the difference unless you really look closely.
Man, this is a death blow to our friend Joe Donlan.
Well, here's the thing is you could get Joe Donlan. You could just get robot Joe Donlan.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, it's, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't get too high. Otherwise, robot Isaac Rob comes in and hosts this program.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
God, how trippy would that be?
The Radiothon host 9000.
How do you think that guy feels about watching the robot of himself?
He can't feel good about that.
That has got to be so weird.
Yes, because here's the thing. If no one can tell the difference, why do you have the guy in the first place?
Yeah, I feel like it should be just a robot. Like, just make up a figure. It's weird that it's someone else.
Yes. It's one thing if you just have a random robot that someone just created. But when it looks exactly like the guy whose job it's doing, that is freaky as hell.
And then at night he goes to this robot sex brothel.
Is that any weirder
and
than
pleases
Mike,
women?
Than Mike going to his ghost sex brothel in the underground Shanghai tunnels? I know you had ghost sex, Mike, in the underground tunnels. I don't know.
I never said no, I didn't.
See?
I was just silent on the matter because it didn't happen.
Well, we had the robot brothels in Houston, right? Well, they were in Toronto and they tried to go to Houston. Now we've got them reading the news. Look, this is like an Ex Machina thing just waiting to happen.
That is fascinating. Why are we talking about this? What happened?
Oh, we were saying we would never get high, and I said, careful, if you do, you'll get replaced by robot Isaac Rob.
Well, I didn't say I'd never get high, but I would never get high on the air.
But you would get drunk on the air?
I've been drunk on the air a few times. That's happened.
It happened.
That has definitely happened. I'm no Alex Crawford, but
no.
It has happened.
No, I think that was... That's a whole different ball game. Ooh. Well, I'll tell you what. Pittsburgh is just whipping Carolina's ass.
31-14.
Yeah, and Cam Newton just got obliterated.
All right. I'm sure he's fine.
Well,
yeah, no, what I wanted to tell you.
He can't be hurt because he's inhuman. He is a robot.
Washington, your state, and many people listening to us live there. They are training police officers to draw blood samples from suspected impaired drivers.
Yeah, something tells me that someone's going to have a constitutional problem with this one.
Well, they're really struggling with as weed becomes legal.
Yeah. Oh, it's everywhere.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you noticed? Yeah. Like, I gotta be honest with you, man. I don't really notice that much of a difference.
Really?
And it's been, I mean, how many years has it been now?
I want to say it's been a year or two.
Oregon?
Well, Washington was before that, but like, there is not a day that goes by that I'm not walking around and I don't smell it.
But see, I thought it was like that anyway. Like, to me, it was like that.
I feel like there's...
I smell it in my neighborhood literally all the time.
Yeah, but you said you smelled that before.
Yeah.
I feel like
I don't see much of a difference.
I feel like there's been an uptick.
Well, they're struggling with how to figure out if a driver is too impaired to drive.
If you're too high to drive.
Yeah, they don't. You can't really... Like, there really isn't like this... There's not like a blood alcohol test.
No, but there's a clear line of deep, like the weird middle ground, because everyone's been impaired, like where you're far too gone and it's pretty obvious, right? When someone's that far, but it's like that.
I don't know. I think a lot of these weed bros, you wouldn't be able to tell unless you, well, I think a lot of these weed bros can hide it. They're good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get in that middle ground, but clearly there's times where you're impaired. Like, you can give them sobriety tests, right? I mean,
no, that's the whole point. There really isn't. Like, the THC, the idea of testing, like a sobriety test for THC, it doesn't really work. Like, for example, this guy's quoted in here. He says, "We cannot correlate the detection of THC, whether it's in blood or whether it's in breath or whether it's in oral fluid, saliva, with impaired performance. Detecting it doesn't give us any information with regard to whether the person is impaired." So that's the thing. When a person smokes marijuana, THC levels often hit an apex about 15 minutes afterwards, while impairment peaks after about 90 minutes, studies have shown. Whereas with drinking, driving performance generally degrades as the level of alcohol in a person's bloodstream rises.
Sure.
So you can't, it's a timing thing.
Yeah. I don't know how to combat that. But
and the chemicals can be in their body and they can not be high.
There's no way you can have cops drawn blood.
That's what they're training Washington cops to do.
So, like, there. Oh boy, that's got to be some sort of sticky legal thing. You're telling me you're telling me if a cop pulls you over, I have to let the cop stick a needle in my arm?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's
just like refusing. You can refuse a breathalyzer.
Yeah, that ain't happening. I'm all for our boys in blue. But if someone pulls me over and they think that I've been on the wacky tobacco.
Hey, hand me your arm there, pal.
Yeah, I'm going to
go ahead and draw a little.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa. Are you a nurse? Are you a doctor? No. Oh, so you're a cop and you took, what, a 20-minute course on this one? I've been to doctor's offices where nurses have a hard time drawing blood. And I'm expecting Captain Race O'Bannon, Master of the Highway Patrol, he's going to be the one to tie me off and stick a needle, which I'm sure is perfectly clean. And that's all on the up and up.
Yeah,
no.
Found it on the MAX train.
Yeah.
What?
Hard pass. Sorry there, Officer Hobbs. 100% hard pass from this guy. You're not sticking a needle in my arm.
Yeah, like the weed bros are always high. Like, they're just, it's constant.
That's true.
And you just don't know.
Yeah.
You just can't tell. They're pros.
So does it really, like, how bad does that screw up your driving? Because we know, like, if you've had a couple.
Yeah.
It can really...
That's a good question. I don't smoke weed.
Yeah, I'm not super
so
weed
guy. I don't really know. I don't know what that's like.
This guy says just open a bag of Doritos and see what happens. Is that the key? You just open a bag of Doritos outside of the window and wait and see
they
if...
They can't resist.
They can't resist. It's like the Roger Rabbit shaving a haircut. His hand starts shaking.
Yeah, a couple of the officers are saying, you know, they were pretty skilled DUI guys. Like, that wouldn't be hard, right? Like, if you're just paying attention... To walk up to a car and see, or even smell if someone's impaired.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard.
It's not that
right?
hard. But with THC, with weed, it is, and they're having a problem. They're having a problem pinning it on these.
So, but therein lies my question: how much, like, if you're high, how much does that affect your driving ability? Are these like a danger, like out on the road?
Well, it's
like weed.
You can get that. I mean, you can get to where it's impaired. It's impairing your driving. Hell, I've. I've smoked weed a handful of times, and there have been a few times where I would cringe to think.
Yeah, you're like, you know
what it would be like if I were behind the wheel. I was so.
Yeah, you're like freaking out.
Happy.
It's like, hey! Rob's having a great time pulling cookies in the middle of the road. See, but I would think, like, if you, that's my point, is like when you get high like that, everyone's been impaired to that point. You've got a little too far, you ate the extra brownie, took too many gummies, whatever, you got too high. Like, I would think that is pretty obvious. Like, you just, that you could instantly tell just by being around someone. But like that middle of the road, because there's times like people have been drinking and you're like, hey, are you okay to drive? And someone's like, oh yeah, when in reality they're not. That's the one where I think it'd be hard to tell if someone's too high. But when you're high like that, that's pretty obvious.
Well, initial findings show, they're doing studies on this now, and initial findings show the odds of crashing your car were about 25% higher for drivers who tested positive for THC. But when the results were adjusted for other risk factors like age and gender, the higher crash risks linked to THC disappeared. So it's like, maybe you are, maybe you aren't.
See, I see weed pens in traffic all the time.
Yeah.
You haven't noticed that?
Vaping.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like I said, I see it everywhere, but I've always seen it everywhere. Like, I just feel like everyone's always smoked weed anyway.
I just haven't noticed the weed pens nearly as much as now when it's legal, especially in traffic. If you're just driving in traffic, look around sometime. I swear, it's like every 10th car you see someone working one of the pens.
All right. Well, we'll leave that to the... to the men in blue to figure that out.
And the wondrous plan of having them stick a needle in your arm right there on the side of the road. Hard pass.
All right, John wraps it up when we return on The Fan.
Get the right insurance for your business, home, or auto. BizNet offers a number of national and regional carriers to choose from to maximize your coverage at the best value. Online at BISNETT.com.
Here's John. It is just a few minutes, and then we've got... recruiting with Andrew Nemec. Hello, how are you? How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Great. Never been better.
Well, I find that hard to believe. You've been pretty good.
Wait, how do you know that?
Look, I know how the other side lives. And you're on the other side, Isaac Roth, and I'm guessing you've been pretty good. So I find it hard to believe that you've never been better than
never
you are
good.
Right now.
Never
One,
been better.
One, you're at work, and that's never good. And two, you're with my brother, so I think you have been better.
It is a bit of a double whammy.
Those are both very valid points.
Yep.
I doubt that any of Rob's top 10 moments involve me.
No. How deep on that list do we have? Okay, if you ranked your top moments, Isaac Rob, how deep on that list do you have to go before you get one that involves my brother? 25?
Oh no!
25.
I don't know if I'm cracking the top 100, John.
Really,
I'm
in your
thinking.
Entire life, if you rank the top 100 moments of your life,
well,
you're saying that my brother's not involved in one of the top 100?
Well, what's like our top moment? What would that be?
I don't know. Your top. Well, if you had to rank,
would be that magical night when we got a little tipsy and. Things got a little wild.
There was a moment of longing that finally just broke through.
Well, you have to. I'm approaching it from this aspect. You know, it's your job, it's your career, and you guys have been very successful at it for a long time. So I'm going to assume that there's at least one. Maybe it's the first show you did together. Maybe it's that really good triumphant interview you did. Ron Pivo. I mean, there has to be one moment in those top 100. I would guess. I would imagine, right? In the top 100?
I don't think so.
Like signing a contract or something? Like, wouldn't the first time you got this job, that doesn't crack your top 100 moments?
How about the time?
That would. I guess you're right. That would.
How about the first time you did the Brian Wheeler's giant scrote joke and his ribs were in so much pain that he reacted negatively the entire show?
That
was pretty
true.
Funny.
Yeah, I was dealing with a rib issue there, and you kept dropping a Brian Wheeler scrote. I would think the first time that you, because you had been grinding at this for a while, you were doing updates and weekends. I would think that you getting this job would have to rank.
Yeah, I wasn't
in the top,
a first round draft pick.
I would think that you're our Tom Brady, that would have to rank in your top 100 moments, and I'm involved
in
that.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, where does that rank?
Probably 100th.
Good answer.
I think that's higher I think that's higher than you'll want to admit.
Yeah, no, it's high. Yeah, that would be high. That would be it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You thought for me. I don't even need to think.
I would also imagine it's one of those two where if you had to list, you know, like you've had a good life and we've had a good life and hopefully we got a long way to go, but like if you had to literally write down 100 great moments from your life, I bet that's harder to do than you think.
Way harder.
I think you start scratching the barrel sooner than later. I bet Big Sue cracks that list a couple of times.
Yeah, he'd be on it. But some people are better at that than others. And I don't remember anything.
No, you
don't. I really don't.
Yeah,
it's like
you. Well, it's because you have no soul, and
I just
you can't. You're incapable of love.
I have a lot of great memories, but I don't remember them. How's that?
I think Yogi Berra said that.
Yogi Berra, yeah. That's me. I'm kind of a ditz.
Great moments in Isaac Rob history.
I just go through life. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I love you both.
I love you.
A lot of people suggesting that memory be number 69.
It was a magical night.
Sounds about right.
All right. That's enough fun for one day. Coming up next, it is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, live and local. We are back tomorrow with a shortened version of the broadcast. I don't know what we're going to do. Is Joey Harrington going to be on?
I don't know how we handle that.
What are we going
to
do?
We bump him up into the 4 o'clock hour? Can we ask Joey to do that?
He's a busy man.
So we can do.
Tune in to find out. Or 3 to 5:30 leading up to Oregon basketball tomorrow. So be here, won't you?
Oregon, Eastern Washington. Get ready for those Titans.
I can't wait to hear people as they flip on the radio at 5:45. Like, all right, let's see what my guys are talking about. What?
Eastern Washington.
That'll be great. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 o'clock, on The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.